The next thing is exercising. It's pretty basic. You know, if you're not moving, you're deteriorating. Even if all you do is walk every day, that's enough to help your body, to help elevate your mood. And a recent survey showed that if seniors do squats every day, that's enough to help improve their overall health. If that's all they do, that'll help them. And the atrophy actually begins in your body after 8 hours of not moving. That's why we wake up after eight. We don't sleep longer than 8 hours. So one study showed that a group of people who were depressed with 30 minutes a day of rigorous aerobic exercise over the course of 6 weeks, that group that exercised had better gains in happiness than a group that was taking Zoloft. So drugs do have their role, but so does going for a walk every day. And if walking every day is improving the lives of schizophrenics, then by golly, it could certainly help attorneys. And another thing I learned, even during my spinal surgeries, I was in bed for about 2.5 years. So I learned how to move even in bed. What you do is you flex your body and hold it, and then you do your whole body, and then you do sections of your body. So I did whatever I could. Even if all you can do is the flexing, everybody needs to move. How do you get all of this mindfulness at your job? How do you translate it there? So let's say you've done all this stuff. You've dropped substances, you're meditating, you've done some self-awareness. And how do you bring that personal awareness and kindness to your workplace? So then you stop and ask yourself, what kind of workplace do you have? If it's like my workplace, we have clients every day who have to share their stories of suffering with me and my staff. We have attorneys, doctors, nurses, social workers. You know, we all spend our days listening to the firsthand trauma experiences. So that means we and our staff might be exhibiting secondary trauma. And those symptoms mimic those of post-traumatic stress disorder. Take an inventory of yourself and your staff. Find out, is anyone going home and ruminating on the client's stories at night? Are they having trouble sleeping because of work-related issues? Periods of fear. I had a legal assistant who said she was crying every night before bed. And so we had to make a change so that didn't happen anymore. And, you know, here in El Paso, one of the hardest things that we've had to deal with in the past year, in addition to COVID, is that we were the site of a hate crime mass terrorist shooting on August 3rd of 2019. My office has handled several of those cases. And the stories from those families, the scenes of terror and the bodies and the blood, and you know, having to make a trust for an infant whose family was slaughtered. You don't just turn those things off when you turn your computer off and go home at night. It really can build up over time if you're not taking the time to create that personal awareness space. So what happens is that we get this compassion fatigue. There's our compassion, it just doesn't go away with a hot soak in a tub. Our profound emotional and physical exhaustion. And over time, there's a hardening of emotions and it becomes an erosion of our links that connect us. And like John mentioned earlier, before I went to law school, I was a journalist and I worked at a television station. And we were proud that we were hard and crusty. And we wore that like a badge of honor. If someone died in a house fire, we would call them a crispy critter. And if they drowned, we got to go catch a floater. And so we would use this shorthand as a way to dehumanize people. And in that way, we were able to get through the day to see the bodies and to be able to do a live report after just talking to the wife of someone who died in a tragic way. So what happens over time though, is that it leads to isolation and loneliness. And if you look around, you'll realize trauma is everywhere. If you were in a car wreck and broke your leg and you had to tell the story of how you went to the hospital, you got a cast, and now you're on the mend, no problem. Try telling your coworker or another attorney that you had a nervous breakdown and you had to go to the doctor, you had to get the medicine, and now you're on the mend. How did that feel? Not quite as good, does it? So, you know, it's really important that you're aware of those emotions happening. You know, if you have, let's say you were abandoned by one of your parents as a child, and you have a client who's abandoned their kids, those unresolved issues could get in the way of you representing that person with all alacrity. So it's really important to see our client through the prism of service.